Introducing today's contestants, a filmmaker from Los Angeles, California, Herman Wilkins. A music teacher from Seal Beach, California, Sarah Twilley. And our returning champion, a student from La Mirada, California, Joe Valesco, whose one day cash winnings total $20,100. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us once again. If we were hoping for a variety in competitiveness in this first week of the new season, I think we have certainly achieved that. We had two games that were runaways. We had one player, a challenger, who didn't make it into Final Jeopardy. We've had some substantial payoffs and one small payday of less than $5,000. A great variety indeed. What will happen today to round out the week? We'll find out now with Joe, Sarah, and Herman. Good luck. Here we go. Categories, please. First off, altruistic athletes. Tell us what the animal is in beastly books. Antonyms, potpourri, advice from the sidelines, and finally, we'll deal with isms, all kinds of isms. Joe, start.
Alex, how about you give me some advice from the sidelines for 200, please?
This phrase, for someone who gives unsolicited advice, sounds like a person who is instructing his chauffeur. Herman.
What is a backseat driver?
You're on the board.
Let's go athletes 200, please.
Mia Hamm scored 158 international goals in this sport, and her charitable foundation is still scoring. Herman.
What is soccer?
Yes.
Let's go athletes 400, please.
Here's Jimmy.
The Game Changers Hall bears the name of this Chicago legend, who donated $5 million to the museum. As of 2017, he was still ranked by Forbes as the highest earning athlete of all time.
Joe.
Who is Jordan?
Michael Jordan is the one.
Antonyms 400?
From the Latin for draw together, it's the opposite of expand. Joe.
What is contract?
Good.
Isms for 200?
Classes at Columbia University's School of This include sports reporting and magazine writing. Sarah?
What is journalism?
Yes.
Antonyms for 600.
Like a certain walk in baseball, something not accidental is this. Sarah?
What is intentional?
That's the word.
Antonyms for 200.
This pair of antonyms is used when using a coin to make a decision. Joe.
What is heads or tails?
Right.
Isms 400.
Answer. Only a double. You have 1,000. You can risk any or all of it.
Alex, I've always wanted to say this. Let's make it a true $1,000 and 0 cents.
Okay. Here's the clue. Term for the ideas, theories, and methods named for the man seen here.
What is Darwinism?
No, you picked the wrong one. That's Karl Marx. So we're talking about Marxism, and that means you're at zero. Go again.
Isms for 1,000.
In New York City, the Gray Panthers organization's mission statement is activism and advocacy against this. Sarah.
What is racism?
No. Herman or Joe? Not racism, but ageism. Joe, back to you.
Advice for 400.
Armchair This Military Official is a publication using hindsight to replay famous battles. Sarah?
What is general?
Yes, armchair general.
Potpourri for 200.
In 2010, the Air Force Research Lab built one of the world's fastest computers using more than 1,700 of these Sony game systems. Sarah?
What is PlayStation?
Yep.
Beastly Books for 200.
Babar the King by Jean de Brunhoff. Herman.
What is an elephant?
That's the beast.
Let's stick with books for 400, please.
Because of Winn-Dixie by Kate DiCamillo. Joe?
What's a dog?
Right.
Ism 600.
Britannica says this both reached its peak and began its decline during a series of televised hearings in 1954. Joe?
What is McCarthyism?
Correct.
And finish out isms, please.
From a Greek word for pleasure, it's the belief that pleasure is the highest good. Sarah?
What is hedonism?
That is the word we were looking for, and it takes you up to 1,200 and into the lead. And it takes us into this commercial break. Herman Wilkins is a Shakespearean-trained actor, now a filmmaker, who has spent some time recently working with Mexican federales. Now, the last time I heard Mexican federales was in the Humphrey Bogart film, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. What exactly were you doing with these police officers south of the border?
Well, I was working on a documentary feature where we were following a human rights activist, and part of his job was actually a little oversight of the Mexican federales there and how they went about their job with relationship to the community. And it was very insightful and eye-opening. And
I hope it was never putting you in a dangerous situation.
There were some situations that were more dangerous than others, but you know what? I never felt unsafe. So.
Okay, good for you. Sarah Twilley is from Seal Beach, California, a music teacher.
Yes.
And also a member of a choir group or a number of choir groups. How long have you been singing in choir?
I started singing in children's choirs at church when I was 5, I think.
And you've kept it up?
About 5, and I've kept it up. It's my passion. I love to sing.
Well, in addition to singing, you are sharing this love with a lot of like-minded people.
Exactly.
And that helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it builds wonderful relationships. And
it doesn't put as much pressure on you, because if you happen to hit a false note...
Yes.
It's buried.
It's hidden.
Yeah, okay. Joe Velasco is a student, and one of your fitness goals, we talked about you and Captain America on yesterday's program, but one of your goals is to do the flag position.
It's called a human flag. Basically, you're using your arms just to support your body, to hold it as rigid as possible and perpendicular to a pole, as if your body is the pennant of the flag.
Now, I'm trying to think. Is that move seen in the Olympic Games, in the gymnastics competitions?
No, not exactly.
No,
but it does take that sort of strength.
I'm sure it does. All right, let's get back into this. And Sarah is the one in command right now. Go ahead.
Beastly Books for 600.
Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes. Sarah.
What is a mouse?
Mouse, that's the beast.
Books for 800.
Misty of Chincoteague by Margaret Henry. Herman.
What is a horse?
Correct.
Let's stick with Beastly Books for 1,000, please.
The Yearling by Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings. Herman?
What is a deer?
Deer, yeah.
Let's go with Altruist Gauthlitz for 600, please.
This number 24 driver is taking the fight to childhood cancer, not only in the United States, but in Rwanda. Driver, Jeff Gordon. Herman, back to you.
Athletes for 800, please.
All the kids in the first graduating class of this retired tennis great's chartered school in Vegas got into college. Sarah.
Who is Andre Agassi?
Yes.
Athletes for 1,000.
Muhammad Ali opened a youth center that teaches confidence and respect in this hometown of his. What is Louisville?
Louisville.
Sarah, back to you.
Antonyms for 1,000.
Heterodox, meaning having unusual or minority views, has this antonym that ends with the same four letters. Joe.
What is orthodox?
Orthodox, you got it.
Antonyms 8.
This pair of antonyms refers to a style of angling that helps conserve the local fauna. Joe.
What is catch and release?
Right.
Potpourri 4.
This nail filing powder is traditionally crushed corundum, whether or not it's on a board. Joe.
What is emery?
Emery, right.
Potpourri 6.
This man, whose first name means brave lion, designed a lion automaton in the 16th century. Sarah.
Who is Leonardo da Vinci?
Yes.
Advice from the sidelines for 800.
This six-letter word means to comment as a spectator, such as when watching a card game. And that word is kibitz. Less than a minute to go now, Sarah.
Potpourri for 8.
In 1932, Brazil's Olympic team had to sell bags of this crop while sailing to Los Angeles in order to pay for their trip. Herman?
What is cassava?
No. Sarah?
What is coffee?
Coffee, go for the obvious, yes.
Potpourri for 1,000.
HBO's John Adams depicted an actual administration of this sticky two-part punishment. Joe?
What is tarring and feathering?
Yeah.
600.
Not Monday, but this morning quarterback challenges the decision-making in college football games. Sarah.
What is Sunday morning quarterback?
Yes, and with that, you go to 4,600 and into the lead. Herman, you're going first when we come back. After. Double Jeopardy, the big money round about to begin, with Herman making the first selection from these categories. Places of substance, movies last lines, followed by the apostles, words and phrases, Bow Jack, Norseman. Herman.
Let's start with Norseman for 400, please.
Unlike Hagar's, the first complete Viking helmet ever found lacks these, largely an invention of a 19th century Wagner opera designer. Joe.
What are wings?
No. Herman.
What are horns?
Horns, yes.
Let's go Norseman for 800, please.
In 2000, the United States and Iceland each issued a coin to honor the 1000 AD discovery of the New World by this man. Herman?
With Leif Erikson.
Yes.
Let's go Norseman 1200, please.
Norse games of myth included Hnutukask, taking these from the carcass after a meal and throwing them at each other with intent to injure. Herman?
What are teeth?
No. Sarah?
What are bones?
Bones, yeah.
Norseman for 16.
This name, given to the northeast coast of North America by the Norsemen, reflected the plants they found growing there. Herman?
What is Vinland?
Good.
Norseman for 2000.
The longest known inscriptions in this Viking alphabet is on the Rocksteinen seen here. Sarah?
What is the runic alphabet?
That is it.
The apostles for 400.
This apostle was not present when Jesus first reappeared after the crucifixion, so he had his doubts. Joe?
Who is Thomas?
Yes.
Substance for 800.
It's a compound of the element with symbol TE. It's also a Colorado ski town. Herman.
What is Vail?
Oh, no. Sarah.
What is Telluride?
Telluride, yes. Tellurium.
Movies, last lines for 400.
Tobey Maguire. With great power comes great responsibility. This is my gift, my curse. Who am I? I'm Sarah.
Who is Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Movies, last lines for 800.
Morgan Freeman. I hope to see my friend and shake his hand. I hope the Pacific is as blue as it has been in my dreams. I hope. Herman.
What is The Shawshank Redemption?
Yes.
Movies, last lines for 1200, please.
Guy Pearce. Now, where was I? What is Memento? Herman, back to you.
Last line, 1600.
Answer there. First of the Daily Double. All right, you're in a distant third.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right.
Please.
For 6,400 and second place, here is the clue. Barnard Hughes. One thing about living in Santa Carla I never could stomach. All the damn vampires.
What is The Lost Boys?
That's it.
And let's finish the category. Last lines, 2,000, please.
Patricia Arquette. Except maybe I wouldn't have named our son Elvis. Herman?
What is True Romance?
True Romance, yeah.
Let's go with the Apostles for 800, please.
Matthias beat out Barsabas in a lottery to replace this apostle, who was not a good team player. Sarah?
Who is Judas?
Judas Iscariot, yeah.
The Apostles for 1200.
This man wasn't one of the 12, but he has the Apostle for his epithet, and much of the Acts of the Apostles is about him. Herman?
Who is Paul?
Yes. Surprise yourself.
Let's go apostles for 1600, please.
There were two apostles with this name, so we used the greater and the less to tell them apart. And the name? The name is the same. James. Herman.
Apostles for 2000, please.
As depicted here, Jesus told Peter and this brother, another fisherman, follow me. And I will make you fishers of men. Sarah.
Who is Andrew?
Andrew is right.
Bow Jack for 400.
Alfred Hitchcock's The Lodger, a story of the London fog, was inspired by this notorious Whitechapel prowler. Joe.
Who is Jack the Ripper?
Correct.
Bow Jack, 800.
The first chapter of his 1910 work, Burning Daylight, mentions roulette, the Klondike, and a sack of gold dust. Herman?
Who's Jack London?
He's the one.
Bow Jack for 1200, please.
From 1982 to 1985, he rushed for over 4,000 yards in college before signing a baseball contract with Kansas City. Joe?
Who's Bo Jackson?
Yes.
Places of substance, 12.
You ought to know that this city in Saskatchewan got its name from ore deposits of a radioactive element. And that's why it's known as Uranium City. Joe, back to you.
Words and Phrases 2000.
The sensation of being creeped out by robots that look close to but not exactly human is called the uncanny this. Joe.
What is Valley?
Valley, right.
Phrases 16.
Answer. Double. You've been in a distant third for quite some time. It's not so distant now. You certainly are within range of the lead.
2,500, please.
All right, here is the clue. Originally a sci-fi term for a trainee astronaut, this two-word term now describes someone not in touch with reality.
What is a space cadet?
That's it. Well done.
Places of Substance 2000.
An area of Lebanon County in this state is called anthracite. Herman?
What is New Hampshire?
No. Sarah?
What is Pennsylvania?
That's it.
Places of Substance 1600.
This alliterative Maryland place is named for the color of the mica flakes found in the local water. Joe?
What is Silver Springs?
No. Sarah or Herman? Oh, Joe, you added an S. It's Silver Spring. Singular. All right, less than a minute. Go.
Places of Substance 400.
This Michigan industrial city bears the name of a river named for a firestone. And that city, very much in the news, Flint. Flint. Sarah, back to you.
Words and Phrases for 1200.
A delphinestrian is someone who rides this sea creature. Joe.
What is a dolphin?
Good.
Words 800.
The Semitic word abak, meaning sand, gave us this word for a device that did arithmetic much faster than a sand table. Herman.
What is an abacus?
That is it. And with that, you move up to 9,200. Still a close game. One of you, I hope, will wind up with a lot of money in just a little bit. It all depends on your wagers and how you do on this subject. English poets. Poets. Here's coming up.
We'll be back with Final Jeopardy right after this.
The subject for our final as we wrap up the week is English poets. Players, here's your clue. An 1816 poem by him says, that with music loud and long, I would build that dome in air, that sunny dome. 30 seconds. Good luck. Righty then. Close game. We come to Herman first. He was in third place with 9,200. And his response was Lord Byron. Incorrect, unfortunately, Herman. So it'll cost you 4601, dropping you down a bit to 4599. Let's go to Joe Velasco now. He had a shade under 10,000. He's our returning champion. Will he be champion? He picked Byron also. So he will lose some money. How much? 5,000. He is now at 4,900 in second place. Over to Sarah. She had the lead with 13,800. And she wrote down, who is Coleridge? In Xanadu did Kubla Khan a stately pleasure dome decree. You are right. And you're the new champion with how much money? 6,001 more. And that takes you to 19,801. Congratulations. Great game, all three of you. Great way to wrap up the week. We hope you enjoyed it. Come and join us again on Monday. So long.
Promotional consideration provided by